The flywheel effect. The good to great companies understood a simple truth. Tremendous power exists in the fact of continued improvement and the delivery of results. Point to tangible accomplishments, however incremental at first, and show how these steps fit into the context of an overall concept that will work. When you do this in such a way that people see and feel the buildup of momentum, they will line up with enthusiasm. We came to call this the flywheel effect, and it applies not only to outside investors, but also to internal constituent groups. Let me share a story from the research. At a pivotal point in the study, members of the research team nearly revolted. Throwing their interview notes on the table, they asked, "Do we have to keep asking that stupid question?" "What stupid question?" I asked. "The one about commitment, alignment, and how they manage change." "That's not a stupid question," I replied. "It's one of the most important." "Well," said one team member, "a lot of the executives who made the transition, well, they think it's a stupid question. Some don't even understand the question." "Yes, we need to keep asking it," I said. "We need to be consistent across the interviews. And besides, it's even more interesting that they don't understand the question. So keep probing. We've got to understand how they overcame resistance to change and got people lined up." I fully expected to find that getting everyone lined up, creating alignment, to use the jargon, would be one of the top challenges faced by executives working to turn good into great. After all, nearly every executive who'd visited the laboratory had asked this question in one form or another. How do we get the boat turned? How do we get people committed to the new vision? How do we motivate people to line up? How do we get people to embrace change? To my great surprise, we did not find the question of alignment to be a key challenge faced by the good to great leaders. Clearly, the good to great companies did get incredible commitment and alignment. They artfully managed change, but they never really spent much time thinking about it. It was utterly transparent to them. We learned that under the right conditions, the problems of commitment, alignment, motivation, and change just melt away. They largely take care of themselves. Consider Kroger. How do you get a company of over 50,000 people, cashiers, baggers, shelf stockers, produce washers, and so forth, to embrace a radical new strategy that will eventually change virtually every aspect of how the company builds and runs grocery stores? The answer is that you don't. Not in one big event or program, anyway.